This is a Fox News alert, a declaration of war on the sobriety. That's how Ukraine's president describes the Russian assault on his country that one U.S. defense official says might only be in a first phase.
Russian forces continue their air and ground campaign against Ukraine, currently battling troops in the Chernobyl zone. This is a key zone because if they are able to move forward from there, they can continue marching on to the capital of Kyiv.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markova, says Russia is trying to seize control of the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant.
So for the first time since Chernobyl nuclear disaster, after which Ukraine has been protected together with our European and American friends and allies, all the world from another nuclear disaster, we have to defend it again from the Russian forces.
And just a short time ago, Russia offering its first confirmation that ground forces had moved into Ukraine, saying troops entered from Crimea, which President Putin seized 8 years ago. President Biden is scheduled to speak later this hour, an hour later than first announced. He's promising more sanctions.
The senior administration official tells me there will be some significant ones in this. You know, sanctions against Putin directly are on the table. Those would be designed to isolate him from the outside world financially, but it's unclear if officials are going to use that now or if they're going to wait for Putin to do something even more aggressive.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House, which has emphasized potential economic impacts in the U.S.
They are warning Americans here that the price of defending our values or helping somebody defend their shared values overseas is going to be a financial burden here by way of increased energy prices, among other things.
Oil prices hitting an eight-year high already. The Dow's down 736. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
While we await President Biden's remarks, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson just announcing new sanctions, freezing the assets of all major Russian banks as part of an effort to cut Russia off from UK financial markets. Western leaders have said they're coordinating the response to Russian aggression, but Johnson, like President Biden, has faced some criticism for not doing more before the invasion and to impose tougher penalties now. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"We need to have an economic embargo of basically all things Russia. I hate it for the Russian people, but why should we be traveling to Moscow freely and openly? We need to think about isolating Russia."
Adding that the U.S. Treasury, Justice, and State Departments should be empowered to target President Putin personally. Russia's attack takes center stage on social media.
Explosions rock Ukraine as Russia invades. One clip circulating online appears to show a missile hitting an airport in western Ukraine. A number of videos showing aerial views of traffic jams with people fleeing. Google Maps traffic data showing huge delays on roads heading west out of Kyiv shortly after Russia's invasion. Other photos show people waiting in long lines at ATMs to withdraw cash, at gas stations, or folks posting about long lines at pharmacies or grocery stores. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Day two of jury deliberations at the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers in George Floyd's death. They're accused of violating Floyd's civil rights by failing to help him. In Florida, a retired police SWAT commander on the witness stand defending his killing of a man in a movie theater 8 years ago during a dispute over cell phone use. Curtis Reeves, now 79, telling the jury he feared he was about to be attacked by Chad Olson. Prosecutors argue deadly force was not justified, rejecting his self-defense claim. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.